From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Hawk. North Korea has launched a long-range rocket, according to North Korea and other governments in the region. Analysts say North Korea uses such launches to try to learn how to deliver a nuclear device by long-range missile. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
The rocket took off Sunday morning Pyongyang time and flew over Okinawa, the southern Japanese island, according to Japanese officials. North Korea claims it's just sending a satellite into space, but observers see the launch as a front for a banned ballistic missile test. The U.S. said the launch, quote, represents yet another destabilizing and provocative action. It comes on the heels of Pyongyang's statement last month that it had carried out its first hydrogen bomb test, a claim that was met with skepticism around the world. Analysts say testing rockets through satellite launches provides invaluable information to developing intercontinental ballistic missiles, though they also say the North appears to be years away from perfecting that technology. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Shanghai.
Republican candidates were on the stage in New Hampshire for the season's 8th GOP presidential debate Saturday night. Florida Senator Marco Rubio, who finished a close third in the Iowa caucuses, said his lack of experience in the Senate should not be a factor.
If politics becomes and the presidency becomes about electing the people who have been in Congress or in the Senate the longest, we should all rally around Joe Biden. He's been around 1,000 years. He's passed hundreds of bills. And I don't think any of us believe Joe Biden should be president of the United States.
But former Florida Governor Jeb Bush begged to differ.
Marco Rubio is a gifted politician, and he may have the skills to be a president of the United States. But we've tried it the old way with Barack Obama.
And New Jersey Governor Chris Christie joined the attack on Rubio's claims of accomplishments in the Senate.
You have not been involved in a consequential decision where you had to be held accountable. You just simply haven't.
Donald Trump returned to the stage after boycotting the last debate in Iowa, with polls indicating he's in the lead in New Hampshire, which will host the nation's first primary on Tuesday. Democrat Hillary Clinton is making her final push ahead of New Hampshire's Tuesday primaries, and she and her surrogates are targeting female voters specifically. NPR's Jessica Taylor reports.
Former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright didn't mince words as she introduced Clinton, another former Secretary of State, at a get-out-the-vote rally in a middle school gym. Repeating a line she often uses, Albright said young female voters have a responsibility to vote for Clinton.
Just remember, there's a special place in hell for women who don't help each other.
Clinton is battling Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who leads in the Granite State. Sanders held his own event where he pressed voters to turn out and reminded them Clinton won the state in 2008. Jessica Taylor, NPR News, Concord, New Hampshire.
You're listening to NPR News in Washington. The search is expected to resume Sunday for the wreckage of one small aircraft that plunged into the Pacific Ocean Friday afternoon near Los Angeles. Bob Hensley reports officials initially said two planes had collided in midair.
Officials say they're only looking for one plane. They say at the time of the mishap, radar indicated there could have been a collision. Two men were aboard the aircraft that crashed into the sea. A small debris field has been found. Officials have suspended the search for survivors and are concentrating on locating additional wreckage. Both planes identified on the radar had taken off from the Torrance Airport. The U.S. Coast Guard initially spearheaded the search over a 200-square-mile area. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department has since taken over the operation. Divers and sonar radar equipment have been deployed to the general area of the crash. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley.
In New York City, officials are working to determine the cause of the collapse of a giant construction crane in the Tribeca neighborhood. A man on the street below died as the crane collapsed on Friday. Commissioner Rick Chandler of the New York City Buildings Department says the crane's computer could provide some clues.
It is not the equivalent of a black box. The computer is going to give us some data. We're not sure the complete amount of data.
Crews are in the process of cutting the crane apart while trying to preserve any forensic evidence. Officials hope the work can be done by Monday, although it will take time to restore the street and the water pipes below. I'm Jim Hawk, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.